today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
There's this idea that Christians don't suffer. Please don't be fooled by this hearsay. I have run across many believers who have been taught that Christians never get sick, be sick, feel sick, or even catch a cold. Some people have gone to the extent that they believe they shouldn't take any medication. Others believe they shouldn't make appointments to have regular checkups. Newsflash, if you live long enough, you are going to get sick. You are going to suffer in this life. You may suffer from lack of food, clothing, shelter, or many other things. You may suffer as a result of a divorce, separation, bad report, or a layoff at the job. Suffering may come in different stages and at different times. Don't think there's something wrong with you if you suffer. If you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed. Glorify God in the matter. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, it is written, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified." When you go through a fiery trial, do not think it strange. You are following Christ. And since you are following him, what he went through, you will go through also. Now that you know you are going to suffer like he suffered, what are you going to do? Are you going to turn around or turn to him? Now that you know you're going to suffer, are you going to lay down or stand and stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth? I know you don't want to suffer. I know you wouldn't choose to suffer. But when you make a decision to follow Christ, suffering comes along for the ride. Suffering is not a strange thing that happens to you. It comes with the meal. It comes with the territory. You will be insulted and treated unfairly for being a representative of all that Christ is and for the public proclamation of the name of Christ. You are blessed as a result. This is not a general non-description of happiness, but a specific benefit in that suffering triumphantly for Christ shows God's approval. Those of you who are persecuted for your faith are a partner in the same kind of suffering Christ Jesus endured, suffering for doing right. Your suffering is designed for your testing, for your purging, and for your cleansing. If you are living righteously, follow God's plan. Count it all joy. He is bringing you out. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.